Blog Talk Radio. I know where I want to go. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah, there you go.
I can hear you.
So what was that last comment that you said you called in and somebody said something to you?
I called in to JD, the one for this for the Texas area, and the lady told me that being the situation, she said that we have to go through CPS to do anything. I said, well, we're trying to get her to leave, trying to stop her from leaving Texas with the children. We think that they may be in danger, and we're very concerned with the welfare of the kids. She said, you still have to go through CPS.
JD Sheffield
is who I got. His secretary's name, Amanda. I don't even know what I think is they just don't know what to tell you or what to do.
You're talking about your representative.
Yes, state representative.
And that's why you're calling, you know, I don't have to go through CPS. CPS is the one I'm calling you complaining about.
Right, that they left them in the care of.
You'll learn how to talk to these fucking idiots soon.
Well, I had never done it before, so I'm learning. I'm trying. But
that's like the letter. If you notice my letters, do not make it personal. You do not give them an out.
Right. We're concerned about the well-being of the kids.
And when she says you go through CPS, well, if she's taking the kids out of Texas, CPS doesn't have jurisdiction once they cross the line.
Right, right. That's what I was saying. I was telling her.
Well, you still got to go through CPS. You go, yeah, and I still have to vote.
Well, what is it you said that it looked like it was fraud or doctored something?
Yeah, Tristan's got somebody up there in New York that's trying to find the records.
Okay.
And apparently, there's no temporary orders giving Grandma custody.
So she just faked them on through a computer or something, you think?
Yeah.
Do you know how bad and how actually, I mean, I want the situation, if it goes, given the information that this might be all of, you know, all fraudulent, and the San Antonio police office didn't recognize that, you know what that's going to do?
Nothing.
You don't think so? We can take it public.
Okay,
like,
and they took the 4 month old baby public, and they took the 6 year old child public, and they took the 2 year old child public.
Before they did. I mean, I know in some of the cases they did, but well, I mean, it just makes San Antonio look really, really stupid.
You now understand what we're fighting.
Ignorant.
Okay, you're getting the drift. Hang on a minute, I gotta write this fucking idiot. These people are stupid. We're just trying to get an Amber Alert out so these kids can get their special needs. We don't care where jurisdiction lies. We don't care whether grandma's right or the mother's right. But to deny special needs to kids is abuse.
Well, obviously, she's going to do that from
CPS,
the get-go.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
And since CPS knows the kids are leaving the state, they don't want any part of it. We're trying to blow up the phone lines at the police station and trying to get people to call their representatives. These people are stupid. These leaders of these groups.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in contact with Angel Eyes, which is supposed to be the CPS oversight.
Right, right. I've seen it on there, and I've looked at their page before.
And he's giving me a fucking hard time. I got another guy in here going, I'm not going to call the police over diapers and a dog.
Well, you know, it's considered the special needs equipment. Doesn't matter what it is.
It says that. I've repeated that 5 times to this stupid ignoramus, and he's talking about, I'm fixing to shut down CPS. It was like, you're too stupid to shut down CPS.
Obviously, you can't understand the need for a dog, especially when you got a child that had seizures, then you don't understand. You don't have enough understanding to do anything correctly. And I'm assuming that the special needs dogs that let them know when that child's going to have seizures.
I don't know what the special needs dog is. I don't care what the special needs dog is. I mean, you know, my motive is to make this public.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Well, that calling girl then was called.
My
that lady on her.
Useless. My senator is not much better. But you have the group that has the name. Even a phone call would help tomorrow. Let them know we are not going to overlook this one. We have already shut down the San Antonio switchboard twice. Let's see if we can make it all day tomorrow.
Does anybody know the whereabouts of the kids?
And we got to thinking about it when I found out that this lady said, you know, these papers might be forged.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they going after the kids on a Friday evening when they can't verify this court order?
Exactly. So it is. It's more likely it's forged or completely fraudulent altogether. I know that the cop that I talked to, named Jay, told me that they were corresponding with someone out of New York. At one point in time during this case, when I gave him the calls number. And the really scary thing about it is I only had nothing but the calls number and the kid's name. And I got quite a bit of information that, you know, it's kind of scary someone can get information that easily. On one hand, you know, I mean, I did introduce myself and give my name and everything, but still.
Yeah. Hang on.
That's kind of scary, too.
In the original message I sent you.
Uh-huh.
guardian refused the special need? Question mark. Well, like I said, the guys up in New York say they can't find the case.
Right.
So until they come back with a yes or a no, you know, we can't use that.
Right. I'm just waiting, and it's already 5 o'clock. And what time is it in New York? It's already past five, right?
Six. 6 o'clock over there.
Yeah. Something ain't right, so definitely I do agree. It's been fishy from the way that whenever I talk to the cops and everything in San Antonio, they don't even know that much about what's going on.
Well, they don't, because it was only the two officers here go get these kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but how did this guy know? San Antonio Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
God. Yes, Officer Ramos and Elliot. Of the San Antonio Police Department.
It's all on the page anyway.
Page
you have all
number,
that information on the page.
I know. I'm just not trying to. And why was their 24-hour on-call social worker not called out?
I think we figured something out.
While
all these kids are dying and everything, it's because everybody's trying to hand it down to somebody else. Everybody's saying they can't do anything about it. Go to this person. Go to that person. So it's just a never-ending story. It's, nothing's getting done because you can't go, you know. How is CPS going to find them? They don't even know where they are. We don't know where they're located. How are we going to get anything done if this person is saying go to this person? Like that one person, the San Antonio Police Department.
Hang on.
Hello, this is Lily from your printing. Is this Randall?
Yes.
I'm calling about your order for bumper stickers and 4x6-inch postcard.
Yes.
Yep. We double-checked the image that you provided. We prepared the proof. We have it ready. But we just want to inform you as well, the image that you provided, it has a low resolution. And the important elements of your design was outside the safe zone. The color mode was set to RGB. We had to make some adjustment on it just to make sure that we will be able to use your file. So we have sent it right now, the proof. Is there any way for you to review it?
Where is it? Where did you send it to?
To your account in your printing.
Okay, hang on.
You need to log in.
Yeah. Thank you. What do you mean you, the image?
On your account, on your printing, Randall, you need to log in.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I don't see the difference in what you're talking about.
Okay. How are you reviewing it? Did you download it from the website?
No, I downloaded it from the email you just sent me.
Okay, so you have it on your computer?
Yeah.
Okay. The part that's the heart image, it's low resolution, so it's not too sharp if you look at it.
It looks fine to me. I mean, you still got the black in it. Yeah, I mean.
Okay. We just want to inform you. So if you're good with that, how it looks like, then you may approve it. It's just when we're checking it out, we check all the details, especially the font and the heart and everything on the image. So if you're good with the, what you see, you may approve it. But we inform you about what we see here in our end.
Okay, I mean, maybe I'm, let me get the other email you sent.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it looks fine to me.
Okay, if you're good with it, you may approve it.
I'm not getting the other one.
Let me check. You may give me a verbal approval. I'll change the status for you.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, let me check. And just to inform you, for the bumper sticker, you will be receiving this one on May 4th. So it's going to be 4 days of printing and 3 days of shipping. And for the postcard, it's 3 days of printing and 2 days of shipping. You will be receiving it on May the 3rd.
Okay, so I should get them both the same day.
Sorry.
I said I should get them the same day then.
Yeah, but the turnaround time for the postcard is 3 days, and then the bumper stickers is 4 days for the printing. That's why the delivery time is different.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else, Randall, that I can help you with?
No, and actually, I made some text changing, and I ordered another set.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that order?
This is for the 4x6 inch. Yeah, this one as well will be delivered on May 3rd. And
yeah, I just changed the text, some of the texting on it. I just wanted to make sure it was going to fit.
Let me check the text. Which part? Is it on the...
On the back.
On the back. Which section of the back?
I changed a lot of it. I changed probably three of the sections. I had to move the heart down toward the middle of the card. And I put child support is time, real child support is time above the heart.
I think this is the updated one, yeah.
No, I just ordered this like yesterday or something like that.
The 24th, yes, around.
No, I ordered 150.
150 of quantity. You're right. And the plus status it says here, project name, is trying to plus part by parents.
Yeah.
And then the quantity of 150. That was yesterday, the 24th.
Right.
So I think this is the updated one you have.
Do you have that proof ready? I will verify it now.
It's already approved. I think this one you haven't request for approved. You waived the proof.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Would you like me to send you the print file instead?
Yeah, if you could, just to make sure so I can check it out right now.
Sure, I'll send it now.
That way we don't have to...
Just attaching it right now for you, Randall. Okay, I just sent it. Can you please refresh your email?
Sure, I can. It's coming.
Sir.
Perfect. You can go ahead and then add those.
Okay, sure. So this one as well, it will come on May the 3rd with the same as your other postcards.
All right.
Okay. Is there anything else, Randall, that I can help you with?
No, that's great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. All right. Are you still with us, Nikki?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Yes.
Okay. Those are our bumper stickers and our cards.
Awesome.
So...
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought putting the 13th Amendment in there was a little too strong, so I took that out. I still left the lawyer bit in, but I took the other part out.
Well, it just softened it up a little bit, but I don't think it might. I mean, unless they know the 14th Amendment, I mean, a lot of people don't know it by heart, so.
Well, I did some research on it too, and it is open to the fact that it may not be real. When they tried to, hang on a minute, No, CPS had a case in New York. They closed the case. They gave her sole custody. The caseworker told her she could come to Texas.
Oh, my God. So no one over, so it, there should be an Amber Alert on
this
these kids.
This has nothing to do with who's got jurisdiction. It has nothing to do whether there's a case in New York or whether there's a case in Texas. It has to do with the special needs of the children. Only the special needs of the children. And the grandmother refusing to give those children that special need, which is
right.
Neglect.
Right.
No, I have the same issue with the fucking cops. I have the same issue with representatives. I told him, he didn't like me today. I told him to shut the fuck up. This has not. Why are you asking me all these questions about jurisdiction? Why are you asking me questions about this court order? Nobody's arguing this court order. We have two kids in Texas where the police gave custody to a guardian and a guardian refused special needs. Why are you making it about anything else?
Right.
Calm down, Randy. Calm down. Calm down, Mr. Stone. Calm down.
That doesn't help any either, does it? But in light of what you just found out, the grandmother shouldn't have him in the first place.
Well, like I said, you say you have other information.
Mm-hmm.
So, but and that's just the whole point. Everybody wants to argue this jurisdictional bullshit. No wonder fucking CPS wins all the time.
Yeah. They're getting lost on a real issue.
San Antonio police officers saw a guardian.
They said when I talked to them that not only that he didn't give me the name of the sergeant, but they went over there and two different accounts with the two police officers that you're saying, Elliot and Ramos. But then a sergeant also went up there, over there, but they did not give me the name of the sergeant. So it's not just two police officers, three.
Two special needs children. The attention to special needs children needed and refused to report the neglect. Oh, yeah, well, actually, I'm supposed to be on the phone with him. You want me to call him while you're on the phone so you can hear me?
No, you can. Or if you need me, if you needed to do it, I can call back into the show or whatever. If you
no,
just
because
want to call
once
him.
I hang up from the show, once I hang up from the show, it's over with.
Okay, well, whatever you want to do, see what you want to do.
All right.
I'll be on the line either way.
Virginia. That's over Elliot and Ramos.
Okay, let me transfer you back there to the sergeant. Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Primary care physician to get immunized.
Yes, sir.
I'm with Estranged Parents. We're in child reform, CPS reform group and an equal parenting group. And we've got a contact that says two officers removed special needs children from a mother in Texas under a New York State court order, and that the grandmother refused to take the special needs items for these two special needs children.
Okay.
It'll happen on Friday. The case number is 16-
Hang on. Let me 1-6
08-6318.
18?
Yeah.
Okay. What are we talking about? What do you?
Well, our concern as advocates is that these children, one of the children needs a service dog, and the other children has allergic reaction to diapers, disposable diapers, and the mother sent the service dog. The mother sent the cloth diapers, and the grandmother that these officers gave the children to refused the needs of the children, and yet they still gave the children to this grandmother, whether there's a court order in place or not. Neglect is neglect.
Okay.
And they think we're going away because this grandmother is going to take the kids to New York.
Have you contacted Child Protective Services?
Yeah, we want to know why the officers didn't contact and didn't call out a 24-hour on-call social worker.
Well, I have no idea. Who were the officers, do you know?
Ramos. Badge number 0300 in Elliott. Badge number 2486. And like I said, we're not, you know, we don't care about whether mommy's right, grandma's right, who wrote what order or anything like that. We want to know why the special needs, when grandma refused the special needs of the children, that the officers just walked away.
Okay. Who was with the officers when they took custody of the children, do you know?
Nobody, as far as we know. Oh, and just the two officers. Apparently, it was a missing persons report out of New York.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name's Randall Stone. Like I said, I'm an activist. I'm with Estranged Parents, Equal Parenting, Texans for Equal Parenting, the Juvenile Association, the Judicial Reform Movement.
Okay, what is your phone number?
979-479-1413.
One of the officers is working today. Let me call her and see what was going on.
I mean, you know, we understand you had a court order. You know, we understand that part. We're not arguing. Maybe grandma should have these kids. But the minute grandma refused the special needs of the kids, I mean, here's all kinds of red flags. Besides the fact that the law says these two officers are required to notify about neglect.
Where did they take the kids?
They gave them to the grandmother.
Okay.
She flew down from New York.
They picked them up from the mother's house.
Yes.
And the mother had all the stuff they needed. And
yeah. The officers took it the first time. They took the dog. They took the diapers. They were told of the special needs. The mother offered all the medical records, whatever, to keep her children safe. They take the children, they take the special needs, they leave, they come back later, and they bring back the diaper and the dogs.
Because the grandmother said she didn't need them?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, we weren't there. We don't know.
Let me get
all we know. All we know is these are medical items for the children.
Let me get in touch with the officer. Like I said, I have no idea what was going on. Let me get in touch with the officer and find out.
I appreciate that.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, now. You there?
Hello?
Yes, I'm there. Yep, and I was writing down everything you told him and everything he was saying.
Well, you notice
okay,
I didn't let him
pushed me his way.
Yeah, but I mean, he seemed like at least he wanted to know what get to the root of what's going on. And he said the mother had everything there for the children. So, you know, he's thinking about it. It was better than what the one that all the one I wanted to do was the same thing as you've been talking about, the jurisdiction. And they've been, you know, from New York. And then they, but from what he said, the one that I talked to said CPS is there too, but I don't know.
CPS is what?
CPS was there when they were taken.
Okay, if CPS was there when they were taken, we need the CPS
name and everything. So maybe
number.
That officer can tell us that.
And then
like
we can
said,
be then we can deal with CPS.
Right. I don't think they know how to handle whenever someone's calling in on something like this. They don't know what to do about it. And that's where, I think, the problem.
Yeah,
you know?
Because they're so used to doing it this way. CPS does not want these cases because they're special needs children, which means that they are a pain in the ass for them. Basically.
Right.
They know the children are going to be leaving.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know. But bothering me, I mean, they didn't. Why was it? I don't know why the court order wasn't verified at the get from the get go, or if it wasn't.
It could
either.
You said it was. If you notice,
they said they've been corresponding with them. So
therefore, okay, have they been corresponding with the grandmother?
They just said they've been
corresponding
with someone out of New York.
Or have they been corresponding with the police department? Again, we don't know.
Exactly.
But they should have given the mother a copy of the order.
That's a problem there, too. That you're right about that. I mean, golly, that's like you get receipt when you buy a daggum a coat from the store. You need a receipt thing, and you got your kid from you at least.
Yeah, really. That's one way of looking at it.
I mean, simplifying it. Just thinking about it being simplified. I mean, it's that easy. For your kids, I don't have a receipt, but the grandmother said that they had to be going to her. But I don't know where my kids are. Can you imagine?
But like I said, it could have been strictly the mother corresponding. Hey, I have a court order.
You never know how dumb these people are. And who she might have talked to at the police department and wooed onto her side, and them not, you know, them thinking she's so for these kids,
well,
and it could be just a bunch of baloney too. You know,
Well, and there again, when I had to go through a habeas, and I went to Austin, the sheriffs didn't verify my habeas corpus.
Getting crazier and crazier. Hmm.
You know, so they didn't, you know, they just assumed it was a especially if it was stamped.
Right.
So
people can get by with not having what they think they have if they think they already have it.
Well, like I said,
You know, the fact that their sergeant doesn't know anything about it leads me to believe that they weren't, they were only in correspondence with the mother, the grandmother.
Yeah, I think you're right. Which is, we got to leave it on the off. I mean, that's a really, they got to go by, they got to have court orders. They've got to check and make sure they're legit before they go out on calls taking people's kids.
Right, which they didn't do, and, you know, like I said, the Ramos is on duty, so we're going to find out the information when he calls back, and we're going to find out who the CPS caseworker was.
If they were telling the truth about that. But they did tell me that.
Well, and actually, that's another thing. Hang on a minute. We'll find that fucker out right now. Got a question for you.
Okay.
We have one of our people that called the police department, and they said that there has been an ongoing communication with New York.
Okay.
And that there was a case CPS caseworker when they picked up the children.
There was no CPS caseworker hit my children. My husband's standing right here. All that was
okay.
There was San Antonio Police Department.
Okay. That's what. They're going to try to cover their ass. And every time they cover their ass, we need to step up with, no, there wasn't.
No, there was not at all. I had the whole entire back door, a back street of my house right here next to the Las Palapas lined up with four SAPD cars. No one else other than SAPD was here at our apartment.
Okay. Well, we have people on this, so... We're going to get to the bottom of it.
They're trying to say that they had CPS here when they removed the kids, that it was CPS and SAPD and not just SAPD.
What the hell is it?
SAPD is telling everybody who's trying to help us that they had CPS here when our kids were here. Yeah. So you could hear in my voice, or my husband's voice, that how true that was.
Okay. Well, I got Mickey on the line and she's listening.
Okay. Yeah.
She was the one that
the
was
officer.
Told.
Yeah, the officer by the name of Jay said that.
This is my husband, Wesley Beasley, guys. He wants to know who said that CPS was here.
Officer Jay with the police department. It was Officer Jay. It was on the report. So apparently they're trying to cover their butts.
Yeah, there was no CPS worker here because they, Officer Ramos and Officer Elliott were here. Officer Elliott had me buckle my kids' car seats into her SUV, put my children into her SUV, and she drove off with my children.
And a sergeant.
Yep. And about 45 minutes later, she brought my children's car seats back, my daughter's dog, and my other daughter's cloth diapers. And their car seats.
Okay.
There was nobody here other than people in police uniforms.
All right. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it. It's not going to go away. We're going to find out about this.
Something's wrong because they're already lying.
I don't believe they didn't give you a copy of the court order.
Nope. They never gave me any piece of paper. Nope.
Well, they've also said they have been in contact, constant, what was it, constant contact?
Correspondence. Officer Jay said that they had been in correspondence with somebody out of New York, but they did not tell me who that somebody was, and I did ask.
You know, we're trying to find out, were they in correspondence with the courts? Were they in correspondence with a police department up there? Or were they just in correspondence with your grandmother? You know what I mean?
And we're not finding any evidence of it.
I guess it's her phone. Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah.
So we got to find out who they were in correspondence with.
Right. So whenever he calls back, we need to make sure we find out who they were in correspondence with. And why are they saying CPS was there when they weren't? They're already trying to cover their asses?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I had it on speakerphone. My mom heard them say that there was a CPS worker there. And they also said there was a lieutenant there besides the officers.
What?
And he was reading out of the report. So this guy, Jay, was reading this off of a report. We need to get that report.
Yeah, you there, Christy? Oh, I guess she dropped off.
This is horrifying.
Welcome to the world of CPS. Welcome to the world of family courts.
I mean, I've been through a lot, but this is ridiculous.
And you just thought you wanted to get involved.
No, I do. I don't like this happening to people. It's hard to get anything done, though. It's frustrating. I'm learning, and I'm down for it, but it's not easy.
I'm tired of keep telling you.
Mm-hmm.
They refused because they know the kids are going back to New York out of their jurisdiction. Fucking idiot.
We're surrounded.
And people wonder why I turn around and say, you know, hey, I'm ready to go home. There's no intelligent life left down here.
I told you, Randall, if you do go home, he's going to send you back as an angel to help people.
You hate me, don't you?
No, I'm just telling you, God's got a sense of humor. I'm taking your only hope away, aren't I? I feel like I'm a bust today. I'm just not even playing. I couldn't sleep last night. I feel like a water buffalo, or I don't know. I'm not lying. And then my doctor's office, you know, I went with me, and then they're saying I'm supposed to go today, and I'm like, no, I'm not supposed to go today. I went Wednesday. So now I got to go back Wednesday to this local office, and I'm like, I was just going to tell them, just take me to the hospital. I'm ready. I can't do it no more. Yeah. Couldn't breathe half the night. My asthma started acting up last night. I had to take treatments. Had to take two treatments. So there I am, feeling like a water buffalo. Baby's pushing up on my lungs as well. And then I'm like, oh my gosh. Felt like I had been shot in the chest because he kept getting on my gallbladder. There's just not that much room left for him. I bet he weighs 7 pounds when he's born. And that's not a big baby, but that's a big baby for me. I live in the bathroom.
Oh, man, I have spent all day on this. Well, actually, I didn't wake up until like 11. I was on the phone with her until like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, and I missed a phone call last night.
We just picked this up like 11 o'clock. We just picked this up like 11 o'clock last night.
Wow. Okay, I just saw it whenever. I saw it shortly before you called me. I had read a little bit on it, and then I was helping a friend trying to get rid of a trailer,
and I'm the middle person in it. So I was working on that in the morning. So I've seen you responded to it and stuff, and that's all I had seen. And then you called me about it. But I've been on the phone all day one way or another.
So how many people do you think we got to call?
I only got me and my mom. I tried to call a couple of my friends, but they were all at work, so they couldn't do it. And the older lady was at the doctor's office, she would have done it. So, but I think that I don't know about on your end how many you got to call.
Well, everybody,
I think they're getting tired of hearing
it. We actually got some, work going on, but it's the legal work of it. It's the legal
right.
end of it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, everybody
taking
forgot your good old-fashioned phone call.
Right, right. Right. Well, I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, you can get things done with just a regular old phone call deal, you know?
This is really... I wonder how long it's going to take for you to get back with me.
Kids. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. For him to get back with you, yes, definitely. And at least, I mean, he was trying to find out something. He did more than what the other one did, which was just trying to cover their butts. They don't know how to take it when you call them and ask them questions. Especially if you're not a part of their family or something. They're like, who are you and how are you related to them? And then they're like, either want to just, you know, completely just forget about what you're saying and don't care anymore. Or they're like, why are you so concerned when they're not your family?
Because I'm the idiot that's going to put your name all over the internet. I'm the guy that's going to, I'm the person that's going to call every news station in the state of Texas until they get tired from hearing from me. And I'm the guy that's going to walk to the polls and vote
mm-hmm.
you out. Or I am the guy that's going to come up there and I'm going to walk door to door telling everybody they're an idiot if they vote for your sheriff.
Right.
Or your chief of police. Now.
Yeah, your chief of police, yeah. Well,
now,
I mean, this is really bad if they did not check it out. If pure ignorance.
Well, like I said, I'm sure I'm going to get a call from Miss Ramos. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Right. See, I didn't even know it was a female officer until just now.
Yeah, well, they got to send a female officer out when it's kids or women.
Right, right. They just, it sounds like they just completely bullied Christina.
That's what they always do. It's just like CPS when they show up at your door. If they think
right.
you're not going to let them in the door, they show up with two police officers. Well, it's
right.
not the CPS person you're scared of. It's the two police officers. And the two police officers don't say shit. They just stand there.
Yeah. Because in reality, yeah, in reality, they're not there to try to make your kids leave some of the time. They're just there to keep the peace, and they don't tell anybody why they're there. So they're playing it both ways.
Right. And that's when you say, you know, if people don't understand that.
Right, right. I was on the internet looking up files of adoption reports in Pearsall, and any adoption that I tried to find anything on illegal adoption or anything
No,
I can't find anything on Little Clifton.
You don't want adoption. You want child custody cases.
Okay.
Or you
well,
want
I put his name in and filed or anything with Clifton Wayne Jenkins Jr.
filed and nothing came up.
Oh, you're going to make me do this, aren't you? What county?
Frio.
What county? Huh?
Frio. Frio. F-R-I-O.
Spell it.
F-R-I-O.
F-R-I-O. County. Oh, people leave me alone. I'm tired of talking to your fucking ass. Oh, that might have been it. Name, death, divorce.
Well, no, I gotta take a pee break. I'll be right back, okay?
Nah, really? Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Stone?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
This is Sergeant Hardiman. I talked to Detective Elliott. She said she did everything as directed by Child Protective Services down here.
Okay. Do you know who she talked to so we can get started on that end?
It was one of the investigators down there.
And see, that's what we're concerned about, is why Child Protective Services did nothing.
Well, I'll tell you, the diapers, one reason she took the diapers back is the mother gave her a plastic bag full of dirty cloth diapers. That's a biohazard. I just chewed her out for even putting it in her car the first time. Not supposed to do that. The dog, they took the dog the first time, said the child is autistic or whatever, and they said take the dog back because they were going to transfer the child to the grandmother and take her back to New York. Don't know what to tell you. Child Protective Services was made the decisions on all that, so that's where your complaint needs to be directed.
And that's what we're trying to find out.
You have the number of Child Protective Services? Okay, Detective Elliott's going to go out and get her phone, get you the number of Child Protective Services, and you can call them. They were all advised, talk to an attorney. Apparently the mother is already involved with an attorney. So,
really, because we're under the understanding she doesn't have an attorney.
Well, Detective Elliott said that she was already talking to an attorney. So, like I said, my officers did everything they were supposed to do. I was off that night. That was my day off. So,
okay. I mean, I understand that. We're just trying to find out. You know, there's been so many balls dropped with CPS. With these kids lately, you know, we got that 4-year-month-old that died, got the 6-year-old that died, we got Gracie Ford last year that died.
Well, the other officer isn't here, and supposedly that person may know the name of the investigator they talked to, but I'm sure you can call down there and find out.
Yeah, I mean, my
concern is with my officers, and I spoke to her, and they acted in the direction of Child Protective Services, and what I understand, there wasn't even a missing person. There was a concern out of New York they were called about, and after they located them, then they entered them as missing to be released to the grandmother or something. I don't even know.
Okay, because we've actually got somebody up in New York from going through the court records, and we can't find this temporary order.
I don't know. That's what they say was on the computer. But like I said, I was not there. You need to start firing questions at Child Protective Services.
And you better believe we're going to do that.
I'm sure you will.
As soon as she gives us the number, you better believe they'll have 10,000 phone calls tonight.
Yeah, what they did was they called the 1-800 number. It's 800-252-5400.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have that number.
Okay, that's how they got to the person here.
Okay. Oh, and what was the reason for not taking the dog?
Why did they say don't take the dog? CPS said they didn't feel it was necessary. Apparently the officer sat there and talked to the little girl for like an hour. And I know she's not a doctor, she's not a psychologist, but she said it, no indication of autism. But anything else, you're going to have to talk to Child Protective Services. This was their baby, pardon the pun, but they're the ones that made the call on everything.
Okay, I appreciate all the information.
Okay.
We will head that direction then.
I'm sure you will. Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
So what was the beginning of that conversation?
Played.
Huh?
Just that CPS is the one that told them.
But were there a CPS officer out there?
No. They did it all across the phone.
Really? Wow.
So, we're going to have to go another direction with that.
Calling CPS and seeing what's up, or
actually, you know what? Why don't we call Christy back and find out?
Okay. You calling her back now, or? I'm going to call his mom. Oh, I'll she's on my Facebook. Okay. Well, either way, you need to know. One of them's lying. When did she find out it wasn't true? Joshua? Scott? He means it. Yes. What? Okay, wait a minute. We're finding out more than I see you have.
Of this service dog certificate.
Yes.
I went to their webpage at the bottom, fine print. The very bottom page says, not affiliated with any government agency. Registrant data is based on assertion by dog owner. Registration is not required by the ADA. So I can go get you a mutt. I can go get my dachshund and say, hey, I want to register her as a service dog. And I can go over here and for $55, I can get me a certificate with her name on it. And I can get me a patch that says United States Service Dog Registry for $6. It's not a true service dog. It's just a mutt. And if you have any questions, go to their website. U.S. Service Dog Registry.org. All one word. USSERVICEDOGREGRISTRY.org. And look at it. It's just like something so you can say my dog's a service dog.
Okay, and we understand that sometimes we get played on just as much as you guys get played on.
Yeah, but you kind of jumped on me pretty hard there at first.
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm being told that these kids grandma, and we have people, like I said, we have people in New York looking at
yes.
this.
And, you know, we all probably know somebody, some child. I've got a nephew that's got autism, and you can actually tell when there's something amiss. And she sat and talked to the little girl for an hour, and she said, you want to go outside and play? Can we pick up rocks? So that's typically not normal for somebody that 5 years old has autism. Usually they sit in the corner and rock.
We have people up in New York trying to get the records in her case.
Yeah.
And we can't get this temporary order.
But my point is, I think we both understand now why this dog wasn't taken.
Yeah.
It says not affiliated with any government agency. Registrant data is based on assertions by dog owner. Period.
Okay.
This is just a little thing that somebody makes money off of. It's not truly a service dog.
Okay. Let us chase down all these.
Go to the website and click on shop, and there's a little thing that says, I understand, choose continue, do that, and Look at that. For $55, I can get my dog registered as a service dog.
Okay.
I can get licensed gear. I can get T-shirts. I can get a hoodie. I can get a patch to wear on my jacket or put on a vest for my dog for $6.
Okay.
So, I think we're done.
Yes, I do. I appreciate all your help. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You have a nice night. Bye. All right. So, what do you think now?